Praise the Lord.
Love
Praise
Talk
the Lord.
Radio.
Oh, wow. Praise the Lord, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Apostle Gwen and Ron Anderson, and we're here live tonight with Unveiling the Kingdom. Unveiling the Kingdom on Blog Talk. This is our monthly Blog Talk broadcast, and we're coming to you live. We're coming to you live, and we just thank God. We just thank God. I'm having some technical difficulties here, but we're just going to keep on going. We thank God for all of you that have called in, or you may be coming, joining us tonight through the internet, via internet, but we're just so happy that you're with us tonight. We're so excited about what the Lord is doing, and the Lord is getting ready to take us deeper in the Word of God on tonight. I posted on Facebook that we will be going deep. We will be going deep, and it is for the mature Christians. It's for the kings to search out the Word, search the hidden things of God. And we're just so excited about the move of God that's taking place in the earth realm, and we're so excited about this time and this dispensation that we're living in right now. Amen. Before we get started, I would like to open up with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise on tonight, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this open door of ministry. We thank you, oh God, for opening this door of us, open this door for us to bring forth your word and to dig into your word and search your scriptures and find out your heart. We are searching for the heart of our God. We are searching for the heart of God. We want to be like him. We want to walk like him. We want to talk like him. We want to live like him. We want to walk in obedience. We want the wisdom of God to overtake our lives. We want to be led by the Spirit of God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. God, we exalt your name. You're worthy of the praise, oh God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is holy. Your name is righteous. You have the name above every name, oh God, and we glorify you, oh God, and we magnify you. We thank you, oh God, for what you are doing, oh God, in this, in the earth realm, oh God, how you're pouring out your anointing and pouring out your power, oh God, and pouring out your fire, oh God, and pouring out your glory, oh God. We thank you and we praise you. We ask that you would come on this conference, oh God, on this broadcast on today, oh God, and speak to our hearts, oh God. Speak to our hearts and move us and change us and mold us and make us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we just honor you and praise you and bless you. We just give you all the glory, oh God, for what you are doing. We ask that you would have your way in the life of every person that's listening to this broadcast, oh God. Lord, you know what your people are in need of, oh God. Lord, we're so glad that there is nothing too hard for you. With God, all things are possible. We thank you, oh God, that all things are possible. God, we thank you for miracles, oh God. Let miracles be made manifest, oh God. Work your miracles in the lives of your people. Give them a praise report, oh God. Let them come out praising you. Let them come out honoring you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you. Oh, yes, Lord, we praise you. We ask that you would have your way in every life that hears your voice, that hears your word, that hears your message, that hears your call on tonight, that there will be a change, oh God, that there will be a change, God, that there will be a change, God, in our lives, oh God. in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you, and we honor you, and we bless your name. Praise the Lord, people of God. Praise the Lord wherever you are. Just lift your hands right where you are and give God glory. Give God glory. Give God glory because he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Praise the Lord. We are so excited. We just want to give thanks at this time to Elder QT Docs and Prophetess Teresa Docs and Kingdom Builders International in Southfield, Michigan. Amen. They are doing a great work for the Lord, and they have blessed us to come on Blog Talk on their network, Kingdom Builders International, and we are just so excited about them. And I do have a few announcements that I want to make for Kingdom Builders. Amen. Give me one moment. Amen. Here we are. Amen. We want you to know that they have church services every Sunday. Kingdom Builders International, 16250 Northland Drive in Southfield, Michigan, in Suite 369. The service time is 11 a.m. And Prophetess Teresa Docs is the pastor, along with her husband, Elder QT Docs. And on Wednesday nights at 6:30, they have the Jesus Encounter. And if you're in that area, you don't want to miss this powerful move of God. We ask that you would call in for prayer or send your prayer request to the prayer line. The prayer line is open Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. Central Standard Time. And Kingdom Daughters, we're on Kingdom Daughters every morning. And I tell you, we have such a move of God. God is truly blessing. The number for Kingdom Daughters intercessors is 218-895-0280. The code is prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R or P-A-R. P-R-A-Y-E-R, or the number 772-937-POUND. Amen, amen. And we also want to let you know that Kingdom Builders International has started the Kingdom Builders Development Institute Ministry classes. And if you believe that God is calling you to ministry and you don't know how or don't know what to do next, give the ministry a call and watch God work. Acts 6 and 4, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. Get training, get equipped to manifest. And more, for more information, call 313-583-9739. If you're in the Southfield, Michigan area, you can be a well-trained minister. The classes are waiting. The classes have started, and you can get in there as soon as possible. I'd also like to make an announcement about the Kingdom Builders International 2016 Ninth Annual Prophetic Conference. The title of the conference is Gloria Carriers with the Mind of Christ. We want you to save the date. The date is May 12th through the 15th, 2016. You can register at eventbrite.com. Or if you have any questions, please call 313-583-9739. Or you can email the ministry at conference2016@kingdombuildersplaza.com. Amen. And also during that conference, they will have their annual prophetic dinner theater. And the dinner theater will take place on that Friday, May 13th at 6 o'clock p.m. You absolutely don't want to miss this performance. The title of the play is The Promise. And for more information, you can call that same number, 313-538-9739. Amen. Or you can go to the website, KingdomBuildersPlaza.com, for more information. Amen. We thank God for this ministry, Kingdom Builders International. They are truly doing a magnificent job, a magnificent work for the Lord, and we're just blessed to be connected with such powerful people. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask you to grab your word. We're going to go quickly into the word of God. We want to open up the scriptures at this time because God is ready to move by his spirit, and we don't want to stand in his way. We want to walk in obedience to all that he is doing. Amen. We're going to turn to St. John 8, 12 through 18. I thought I was supposed to have more scriptures, but I'm not sure. So I'm just going to read what I have, and the Lord is going to bless. St. John 8 and 12 through 18. Then Jesus spake. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I come or whether I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that beareth witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Amen. And we're going to go down to, let's go from there to St. John 8 and 30, and we'll be reading to verse 30 to 38. And he spake these words. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We be Abraham's, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? And Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. If the Son of Man therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because of my word, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which you have seen with your Father. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus is getting deep on them. Let's go to Daniel. Amen. Let's go to the book of Daniel, and we're going to start at the 8th chapter. Verse 9, Daniel chapter 8, verse 9 through 12. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceedingly great towards the south and towards the east and toward the pleasant land. And it waxed great even to the host of heaven. And it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground and stamped upon them. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host. And by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. And an host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression. And it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. And at this time, we're going to turn it over to Apostle Ron. Go ahead, Apostle.
Praise God. Praise God, Apostle Green. Can you hear me, son?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank God. Thank God for all of you all that are listening, and we're just excited about what God is doing and the opportunity that we're given to share the word of the kingdom. And I tell you, there is just something just really moving, something is just really taking place in our land and in our world and in the body of Christ that it's necessary for us to give notice to. And we're excited that we have been given the responsibility of sharing the truth concerning God's word, what is happening in the word, what is happening in the world, and what is happening in the body of Christ. It's just necessary. And I thank God for you, Apostle Gwen, and that prayer that you prayed. And those of you all that are on the line today and just hearing the prayers that are being prayed and just hearing the words that are being spoken, understand that the Lord is speaking of you and speaking to you as well. And it is important that when we just begin to pray and just begin to decree things, know that God is speaking on your behalf and declaring things for you. And I want you just to begin to receive those things. What we do to the glory of God. What we do for the kingdom of God. And it's necessary. We've been, I just want to first thank and praise God for Apostle Teresa Docks and her husband, Elder QT Docs. I thank and praise God for you all and for the opportunity just to be able to share the word of the kingdom through this venue. It's just a blessing. Every avenue that God opens up, every door that God's opened up for us to share the gospel of the kingdom, that is our mandate and responsibility. We know that Jesus told us plainly that we are to speak and to declare and preach the kingdom of God to every creature, to every nation, through every opportunity that is given to us. We are responsible for sharing that. And then there are things that will follow that preaching, and that's deliverance and victory and freedom. And this is what God is doing today. And we're living in some strange times, and I'm sure you all are aware of it if you are exposed to any type of media, television, or neighborhood, wherever you are. If you're not living on a rock or under a rock, you're exposed to what's going on in the world around you. And this is important for us to realize and to recognize what's happening in our lifetime. We've made it to this point in our lifetime, but we have also approached the end of our age. We're here at the end of the times, and in this end, the enemy has released such things out there in the world, and it's our responsibility to free people from the misunderstandings and the trappings of religion and bring them into the truth and the understanding of the kingdom of God. And this is what our responsibility is, because what we've discovered is that people have been not so much as misinformed, but not fully informed about everything that concerns the kingdom of God. They have not been made aware of how necessary and how important the gospel of the kingdom of God is in our day. They do not understand that Jesus dealt with things from a military perspective. They don't understand that Jesus dealt with things from a position and perspective of heaven being joined and combined with earth, subduing earth to the authority of the kingdom of heaven. This is what our responsibility is, and every believer has been given that responsibility. But that responsibility has not been fully understood. A lot of people are under the impression that that salvation is just about them going to church and accepting Christ as their Savior and going to church on Sundays and coming back home, and it's all good. They're under the impression that the only thing they have to do is just say, okay, I accept Christ, and I'm good to go, and that's as far as it goes. Now I'm saved, and that's it. But being saved is so much more than that. Being born again is so much more than that. There is so much more benefit to understanding the truth that has been made available to you, to understanding the kingdom of God that has been opened unto you. It's so important to understand that as it relates to just thinking that all there is to your salvation is going back and forth to church. It is way, way more than that. There is a powerful move that's taking place in our land, in our world, and heaven has come down to us. Not a church door has been opened to us, but heaven has come down to us, and heaven has opened its doors to us. And that is way, way beyond that that would be taking place inside of a building. Inside of that building, you are to experience what heaven has opened up for you. That is what you will experience going into that building. And then leaving from that building, you're taking heaven with you. You're taking that experience with you and sharing the experience of heaven that you have received and benefited from, and sharing that benefit to others so that they can benefit as well. And when you have that understanding, you're walking in the depth of that understanding, then those people that you share your kingdom experience with will hear you or see you differently from they would somebody just come and telling them about their church and, hey, we had a good time at church. It's not necessarily about that. You are taking a kingdom position, an authoritative position, that you are now responsible for bringing people into the knowledge of the kingdom of God, opening up that kingdom to them and sharing that with them. Because most people do not understand that the world is operating in only two different systems, the system of the world and the system of the kingdom of God. They're operating from the kingdom of darkness or either the kingdom of heaven. They're operating under one of those two systems. And if you are not born again, you could be operating under the kingdom of darkness through the guise of this world's system. The world has presented itself to people in such a sly, slick, and strategic way that people do not understand the driving force behind the world. They do not understand the driving force behind the world. They think that what is being presented in the world now is how just the way that the times are changing. But they don't understand what the times are changing from and what the times are changing into. They think that they have the freedom of doing whatever it is that they feel and do not understand what's driving those feelings and the images that are promoting and suggesting those feelings into them. They don't understand that. So what our responsibility is as kingdom believers, as kingdom citizens, is to bring the truth to God's people, to bring the truth to the world, to everyone, so that they will be aware of it and not live with that misunderstanding that has not been communicated extensively enough by those that are responsible or the church. The Lord is really the Lord is really moving by His Spirit onto the body of Christ to get the body of Christ in tune, to get the body of Christ in position to reflect the kingdom of God properly. And the scripture tells us that to as many of them that believe, there will be signs that will follow them, signs of deliverance, signs of healing, signs of victory. That it tells us that in his name we'll cast out demons and devils. In his name that people will be set free, will lay hands on the sick, and they'll be delivered in his name. This is the type of benefit that comes along with believers that are operating from a kingdom perspective. Nowhere in the gospel did Jesus preach about religion. Nowhere in the gospel did he say, go and preach this religion, and then you will be able to set people free. No, that's not going to happen. He never dealt with that. He never preached about religion. He preached about the gospel, or the good news of the kingdom of God. And the word kingdom is basilia. He said, I am commissioning you to preach about this kingdom. The word kingdom is basilia. What that actually means is the government of God. It is the royalty and rule and reign of God. It is his place of realm. It is his realm, his governing place, his place of authority. That is what we are to preach and to declare. And Jesus said, let them know that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The word, whenever he said that the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God is at hand, what he was saying to them is, it is nigh unto you and it is nigh at hand. The word at hand there is ingus. That word ingus means it is near to you, or it is near to your position, in your position, in your place, or in your time. It is imminent. It means it's the same definition as to squeeze a bottle. When you take something and there's water in it, and you squeeze it, and that which is in it begins to come out, that's what it means. It's right there at hand. What the Lord was sharing with us is that the kingdom of God is right here in our hands, and it's being squeezed out all over us for us to experience what is within it. And this is the responsibility of every believer and every born-again believer, everyone that is there representing the kingdom of God, everyone that is there saying that I am now saved, saying that I am now in salvation, I am now born again. What your responsibility is to squeeze the kingdom out of your life and allow those that are nearest to you, or near to you, or around you, anywhere in place or time, anywhere in composition to you, to share that benefit with them and allow them to experience what you've experienced, because you're going to squeeze it out of you. And how is it going to be squeezed out of you? It's going to be squeezed out of you by what you say. It's going to be squeezed out of you by what you do. It's going to be squeezed out of you by your experience being shared with others. And that is what will bring deliverance and hope. Not just the fact that, hey, I had a good time in church and a preacher really preached and you ought to come there. It's not that. It's more than that. It is that, but it is more than that. That's not all to it. So you can't stop there by saying this is what happened. What you have to share with them is that heaven was opened unto us and we got a taste of heaven. And if you want to get a taste of heaven, you need to listen to what I'm saying and let me share that taste that I've experienced with you. This is bringing the kingdom at hand. It also means it's rooted in a word which is angeli. That word angeli means to curve, or the curvature in your arm. It means to take someone and bring them close to you. That's what that means. Like if you extend your arm on somebody's shoulder and you place your hand on their shoulder, then you bend your hand to you, curving your elbow, bringing curvature to your elbow. You're bringing them also close to you, close enough to be touched by you and for them to touch you. That is, the kingdom is at hand. I am now allowing you to be touched by the kingdom, and I am allowing the kingdom to touch you and to overtake you. It is being opened up to receive you. This is what the message of the gospel of the kingdom is all about, and this is what Jesus often spoke about. This is what he spoke. This is all, rather, that he spoke about. This was his message, and his message is our message. When we understand that in in the over the process of time, what the enemy has done is he has confused the minds of so many people and misdirected people from speaking about the kingdom of God to speaking about a whole lot of other things that may be relevant but are not the priority of the kingdom of God. And what our responsibility is to deal with the priority now, because we're in a season and in a time now where the enemy is on a rampage. And we'll get to that as we go further into the scripture. But we have to take our time seriously. And in taking our times seriously, we also have to take what has been invested in us very seriously. We cannot take it for granted. This is not the season or not the time to take things for granted in terms of what is happening around you. This is not the time to be walking around with blinders on. This is not the time to be walking around with your mind closed and your eyes closed and your ears closed and your mouth shut. No, it is not that time. It is the time to open up your eyes, to see the truth, to open up your ears, to hear the truth, to open up your mouth, to speak and to declare the truth so that people will be set free. Open up your mind to know the truth, and then you will be liberated and allow others to be liberated as you share your freedom with them. This is what time it is, people of God, and this is why we're here on this radio station, and this is what we are called to. And just for you to know and understand, the world is full of different religions, and it brings such a misunderstanding, such a shameful misunderstanding to what the kingdom of God is all about, what heaven is all about, and what Christ is all about. When you look at it and you take God and you try to put God into a religion, you bind him. The word religion is from a Latin word, religare. The word religare means to tie or to bind. And that is not what Christ came to do. He didn't come to tie or to bind you. He actually came to loose you and to liberate you and to free you. This is what he came to do. And what religion does, it ties you and binds you to itself. And this is what has been the case for the misunderstandings about Christianity. People just don't get it. They don't understand what Christianity actually means, and they don't even understand where the actual word Christianity came from. But it's up to us, people of God, to understand what that actually means and why there has been such a great misunderstanding about it. We understand in the most sincere way of understanding that Christianity is to be Christ-like. That's, I guess, the simplest way that we can express it. But then to be Christ-like, that whole understanding is missing from the minds of those people that claim to be Christians. The understanding to be Christ-like is not there. They are saying to be Christianity is to say, I believe in Jesus and I go to this church. And they think that that is Christianity. Christianity is not just saying, I believe in the teachings of Christ. It is saying, I believe in the reality of Christ, in the Christ reality that lives inside of me. That Christ reality is not just his teaching, but it is his life that is now being lived through each and every believer. So if you are a Christian, if you are a believer, then your Christianity is not about just what he talked about. It is about his life, how he lived, and that life is now being lived through you. Paul said it better than anyone. The life that I live, he said, I have been crucified with Christ, but yet I live. Yet not I, but it is the Christ that lives inside of me. So he's saying to us right there that my life is no more. It ended. But then Christ came into my life, and now he lives through me as I have accepted him. That's what real, true Christianity really is. That's what that is supposed to represent. But you have everybody, Tom, Dick, and Harry, Joe, John, and Jane, hollering that they are Christians up on television and everywhere, saying that they are Christians and have no clue about Christ, what he came to do, who he came to actually represent. If they only knew that Christ came to represent them. Christ came to represent them. What do you mean, Apostle Ron? Christ came to reveal to us
that we are the sons of God, and that in that understanding, we have the responsibility to live up to that sonship. That's what Christ came to do. So he came to show us what is expected of us. That's what I mean when I say he came to represent us. He came to show us or reveal to us what the Father expects of us. That life is the life that we are expected to live and portray, and the message is that which we are expected to preach and to teach. And here, as Jesus began to share these things, he was revealing that and showing how God really is, how God really thinks, how God really feels, what God is really concerned about. And in this passage here in the 8th chapter of John, prior to the verse that we're going to deal with, there was a situation where the woman was had been caught having adulterous relationships with someone. So then now they were chasing after her to stone her, and Jesus stopped them, and he said to them, "Hey, whoever, and you all know the story, I'm sure you've heard it. He said, whoever is without sin, cast the first stone," indicating to them everybody has faults and problems and errors and things that they make from time to time, but you don't take somebody and stone them for it. As a matter of fact, she was the only one being stoned, and the one that was actually responsible for the encounter, because it takes two, was not anywhere to be found or recognized. So it was a whole trap. And these were Pharisees that were here trapping them, saying that she was outside of the bindings of the religion that they dealt with and proclaimed there. So because she was outside of that binding, because she had got loose from the bindings of that, they were going to stone her, and Jesus stopped them. And here, we're going to go on to finish reading that in John, the 8th chapter, and we started reading at the 12th verse. We're going to start reading that and share this with you as quickly as we can. "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying," because he had just told them, "I'm not condemning her, so I don't want you to condemn her either. And he said to them, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." This is a very, very powerful and important statement that he was letting them know. He said, "I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world." In another passage of scripture, he was telling this to his disciples as well. He said, "Ye are the light of the world." So now he's telling us, and he's saying it right here in this passage, that he is that light. And he said in another passage of scripture, "Ye are the light," telling us right there that his responsibilities have been transferred to us, and we are to be the light of the world just as he is the light of the world. And he said, "I am the light of the world, and he that follows me," if you follow me, if you walk in my footsteps, if you walk in my shoes, if you follow me and continue on with me, he said, "you shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life in you." And in as much as you know that wherever there is darkness, darkness and light don't mix. And he told us that darkness will flee in the presence of the light. And you know that as well as anybody, just in our natural world. When you turn on the light, that which was dark is no more. And now you are aware of what is going on. You are able to see where you need to be. You are able to see where you need to go. You are able to see what you need to have. When the light comes on, it makes you aware of everything around you. One of the things in this world today, the scripture tells us that the prince of this world has darkened or blinded the minds of people so that they will not see the gospel of the kingdom. They won't see it, because he knows that if they were able to see it, they would surrender to it and be delivered. But those people, there are many people that are not able to see that truth, because darkness is prevailing in the world, and people of the light, people that are responsible for shining or sharing that light, aren't shining or sharing it as they should. They placed it under a bushel. He goes on to say here, "The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself." That record is not true. The Pharisees, this is who he was speaking of. So now this takes us back to the original statement about the trappings and the bindings of religion. And this is what the Pharisees were representing, and they were at odds against Christ. They were at odds against him, just like religion is at odds against the kingdom of God. When you are here proclaiming and declaring the kingdom of God, religion will be against you. And I'm not just talking about our own religion here, but there are religions everywhere. There are religions everywhere. You may not be aware of this, or you may be aware of this. In India alone, there are 3 million. To say the least, there are 3 million gods that they serve. 3 million gods that they serve. 3 million. Not 300, not 30, not 300,000. 3 million gods that they serve. There's a different god for every town that they go in. And in every town that they go in, they all have to surrender to the authority of that particular god in that town, because that particular god of that town now rules the town, and they are subject to that particular religious view that is declared by that particular god that they declare is the god of that particular town. This is a travesty and a sad shame. There is one Lord, one God, one faith, one baptism, and that is missing from the story of the kingdom of God, or from the proclamation of the kingdom of God, because people are surrendering to the different religious aspects of everything, just like they were doing here with the Pharisees. The Pharisees said, they said unto him, "You're bearing record of yourself. Thy record is not true." Jesus answered and said unto them, "Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know where I came from, and I know where I'm going. But you cannot tell where I come from, and you don't know, you have no idea where I'm going. You know nothing about me." And this is very strong what he was saying to them. Very strong, to say the least. It's very strong. He was letting them know, you don't know anything about me, because I wasn't there in your studies. I wasn't there in your schools. I wasn't there in your religious teachings. You didn't see me right there with you, but yet I'm speaking from heaven of the place that you are supposed to be speaking from and representing. But we have no association. As a matter of fact, he showed them and begin to tell them later on where it is that he was actually from and why it is that his record was true. He said, "You judge after the flesh. I judge no man." The flesh there. He said, "You judge after the flesh." He was letting them know that you're carnal-minded. Using the word flesh there in that statement, he was saying, you're not judging me you're not viewing me from a spiritual perspective. And we know the scripture tells us that the carnal mind cannot receive the things of God, for they are spiritually discerned. He was letting them know right then and there, I am operating from a place you have no clue of. That's why you can't see me how God sees me. And this is what we will encounter in many situations and statuses as we begin to proclaim the kingdom of God and stand firmly on the position of the kingdom of God and what that is on the royalty and government of God, that it is now open to people to come into it. As we begin to stand firmly in that position, we will discover that people will challenge us because they see us. They see you and say, "Well, you know, who do you think you are to say these things? Or who do you think you are that you know these things?" This is the way it's been preached. This is the way it's been always declared. These are the things that have been always said. Who are you to come and challenge those things? And he began to share this with them. You are carnal. He began to let them know that's just you being carnal. You have no clue what you're talking about. My witness is true. And then he began to say to them in the next verse, I'm going to read it to you right now, because I touched the the Bible and moved off of the page to it. But I want to just say he began to clarify that to them and begin to share that with them, that these things that I'm saying to you are true, and you're looking at me from a carnal perspective, you're looking at me from a natural perspective, and you're missing the whole thing. You're missing the whole thing. My witness is true. My testimony is true. In the 16th verse, it says, "And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me." He's letting them know now something very different from anything that they've heard. I am not speaking just of myself or by myself. It is me and the Father that are now speaking these things. Can you say that? Are you willing to share that? Or are you going to say, "I heard the preacher say this"? You need to have that experience with God where you will be able to hear from God and he will witness through your life the truth of the kingdom of God and the reality of the kingdom of God, because he will loose, he will set free, he will deliver. This is what the kingdom of God will do for those that are open to it. He says, "It is written also in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bears witness of me also." And then they said unto him, "Where is thy Father?" Jesus answered, "Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye would have known my Father also." And letting them know, and this is the way it is from a religious perspective. They do not understand how the Spirit of God works or how the kingdom of God works. They think it's just you, and many of us think it's just us. But we are here representing the Father and sharing through the Spirit of God what heaven is all about, what the Father was speaking about, what Christ was speaking about. That is what we're sharing as a truth. And he goes on to say these words that Jesus spake, he spake in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. This is a whole other thing. I'm not going to deal with this now, but it's interesting to note that right here, these words spake Jesus in the treasury. He was actually standing in the position in the temple. He was there in the temple, but there's a little section in the temple that's called the treasury, and that is where the priests abide. All the priests abide right there because that's where all the offerings are dropped. That's where all the gifts are dropped. That's where everything that is going to be distributed to the orphans and widows and everything, it's all brought there in this little court place called the treasury. Well, that's where Jesus had positioned himself to declare and speak the truth of the kingdom of God to them. They didn't like the fact that he was there in the first place. But I'm not going to deal with that. I'm going to go on because I want to get to this next part is in the 8th chapter and in the 30th verse. In the 30th verse, I'm going to read very quickly because I want to get on to the next part. We don't have a whole lot of time. As he spake these words, many believed on him. He said, rather, in the, let me read this in the 29th verse. And he sent up in the 28th verse, "When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak those things." Letting them know now, I have a relationship with the Father. I'm going to tell you what he tells me, and those things that he tells me are true because his word is true. And he sent me, and he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. That is the responsibility of every believer. That is the responsibility of everyone that is representing the kingdom of God. That is the responsibility of everyone that is born again. Not those people that go back and forth to church and they leave everything that they learned at church in the church building. They leave it there in that building and they go out and live their own lives according to what pleases them and not according to what pleases the Father. And when you begin to live a life of self-pleasure, you are also in denial of the Father. When you are in denial of the Father, the problem that you run into is what Jesus told them. He said, if you declare me before the world, I will declare you before the Father. But if you deny me before the world, I will deny you in the Father, before the Father. So if we're going out there into the world and we are sharing the kingdom of God, it is our responsibility to express that and let them know this life that I am living is that life that is lived to please the Father. It's a kingdom life. This is how it is in the kingdom. This is how it is. This is how we talk. This is what we do. This is the culture that we live. In the kingdom, there is a culture that we live by, not a religion. It is not a religion that we live by. It is a culture that we live by. So then it extends beyond that building. It is the way we conduct ourselves. It is our character, our language, our disposition, our responses, our reactions. It is all from our culture. I'll do how it is done before the Father in heaven, in the kingdom. That's how I live. I am sharing with you what it's like in the kingdom of God or in the place where God rules. And this is what time it is, people of God. He says, if ye continue in my word, and I'm saying this here as he began, as stated, many began to believe on him, and he wants them to know, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This is what happens in the kingdom of God, as opposed to what happens in religion. Religion ties you. And if you continue in religion, it will continue to tie you and bind you. But he said, if you continue in my word, you will come into the knowledge of the truth, and that truth will free you from the bondages of the world and allow you to experience the blessings of heaven and the blessings of the kingdom. And over in Daniel, we're not going to have time to really deal with all that was there in Daniel, but it talked about a goat, a he-goat, and a ram. There was a he-goat and a ram, and the he-goat had this great indignation against the ram, and he attacked the ram and threw the ram down and trampled upon it and everything. And it goes on to say that the goat began to wax great. And as the goat began to wax great, he came against the prince of the host of heaven. He came against Christ. That is indicating that this is the Antichrist, because Christ is the prince of the host of heaven. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he is our Savior. So then him being the captain, the word prince is the captain, which he is the captain of our souls. He is the captain or the chieftain of the hosts of heaven. It is his, that is his place. Now, the scripture says that the he-goat came against the ram, throwing the ram down, came against the prince of the hosts of heaven, and cast down the host. The hosts of heaven, those are representing the angels, the messengers. It's representing the people of God or the saints of God. As he began to come and throw the host of heaven or the saints and the believers, those that are of the kingdom of God, began to cast them down, then what he is saying to us, that in the last days there shall be a great falling away. And when there is a great falling away, what happened is the prince or that ram or that Antichrist stamped upon it, and the scripture says that he also came against the sacrifice and cast it down, and cast down the truth to the ground, and practice his own way, and prosper in his own way. I'm going to have to stop right there. We're going to continue more on our next session about this and what is taking place in the earth and what is taking place in our realm, and how it is so important that we stand and represent the kingdom of God in the face of this, and that every believer stands stronger now than they've ever stood before, because there are things that are happening, and the enemy is trying to cast down the truth, destroy the truth, displace the truth, and deceive people in delusion, bring people out of the understanding of the truth. But it is time for us to know what the truth is. It is time for us to know what the will of God is, and it's so important that we understand that no weapon formed against us will prosper, but the enemy is trying to prosper in his way of spreading delusion and lies as the Antichrist is revealing himself. But even as he is revealing himself, the sons of God are now responsible to reply and to reveal themselves as being the sons of God, not just being people that go to church, but people that are the church, and we are the representatives of heaven in the face of darkness that is trying to represent itself here in our world. So we thank and praise God. I'm going to stop right now. It's exciting to me, and I sometimes I get kind of excited, and I have to look and watch the time, and Apostle Gwen will always help me to be aware of the time, because the word is just exciting to me, and I just need to share it and empower people to empower others. But we do want to make this plea and this call to those of you all that are out there now and may be unaware of what has been done for you. But I'll share this for you right now. Through one man, sin came into the world, and you didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to do anything. You were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. You didn't have to do anything that qualified you as a sinner. You just needed to be born in this world. And then you were born with the nature of sin. What Christ came to do, the scripture says, by one man sin came into the world, and by one man salvation came into the world. And in that salvation, it included all of those that will accept what he has done. In accepting what he has done, the salvation has already been provided for you. So I'm going to pray right now, those of you all that may be hearing us. Father God, we thank you for everyone that is listening and those people that are hearing and they don't know you like they need to know you. They don't understand you like they need to understand you. They don't know of your love and your care and your concern for them. They don't know what you've done on their behalf and how that you sent your son to free them from the bondage of this world, and not only to free them from the bondage of this world, but to bring them into the reality of your love for them and to the kingdom that has been made available to them, Father God. And we thank you right now that you are now setting them free. Those that are there hearing our voice and surrendering to your word, to your truth, you're setting them free, God. You're delivering them. You're removing the burdens of sin from their lives. You're redeeming them, Father God, from the marketplace of sin and bringing them into the blessing and freedom of your kingdom. We thank you right now, God, that they now, as they accept you and trust you and receive you, they are now being made free. They are now being set free, and they are now being born into the kingdom of God and now given the responsibility of sharing that same truth. We thank you right now, God, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise that we are victorious and we are free in you because we are following and continuing in your word and responsible for sharing that word that we have now been freed by. We thank you right now, God, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we thank you that bondage has been removed and burdens have been removed from the backs of your people, and the anointing has destroyed the yoke that hindered them and freed them into victory. We give you the glory, God, we give you the honor, we give you the praise. Those of you all that are listening, if you believe God, if you trust God, you have now been set free. We turn over to Apostle Gwen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, man of God, for that word. That was a word of empowerment, a word of deliverance, and a word of positioning. You are positioning the people of God to go forth and do what God has called us to do. At this time, our lines are open. Our lines are open, and you can unmute your phones, and we'll be taking calls and remarks. And we just want to thank you again. We want to thank you again for calling into Unveiling the Kingdom. We're so glad to share the word of God with you. God bless. Praise the Lord. Is anyone online? Praise the Lord. Is anyone online? We have any callers? Amen. Do we have any callers? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have any praise reports or remarks, questions? Amen. Anyone we can help? Anybody need a word from the Lord, a prophetic word or prophetic release? We're ready to go forth and
God bless you. This is Evangelist Ratliff.
God bless you, woman of God. How are you?
Well, I was doing good until I had to go to the store. and I missed everything. I'm so upset.
Oh, wow.
I missed the whole teaching. I missed everything. But I'm glad I was able to listen to a little, very little that I heard. But I can always go online, right, and hear it online.
Yes, it's in the archives. Yes, you can just go to www.blogtalkradio.com / Kingdom Builders International, and you'll see our it'll say Apostle Gwen and Apostle Ron. I believe that's what it said. I'm on here now. Let me see what it says. It says Unveiling the Kingdom. So it's Unveiling the Kingdom, Apostle Ron and Gwen.
Okay, well, only part I kind of really was heard when was Apostle Ron was explaining about Christian, what Christian really means, and how heaven is. I couldn't really understand what did he say about heaven.
Okay, go ahead, Apostle Ron.
You mean in terms? I don't know what part you heard or did not hear, but I know
church.
That.
You go into church and you get a piece of heaven and
Yeah. Well, actually, I was just thinking about the kingdom of God and how that the kingdom of God should not be or a believer rather should not be an individual or a Christian should not be an individual that goes into church and comes out of church and leaves comes out of that church building and leaves everything that he experienced from heaven. There,
from
and comes out and lives his own life according to what pleases him, but he has to bring heaven with him. That his heaven experience.
Yes,
his heaven experience, his kingdom experience. It's with him because it is a
culture.
Now,
when you say his kingdom experience, kingdom experience of what he received in the service.
His kingdom experience in addition to what he has received in the service because, you know, you have different levels of people's that are worshiping together. So you have some people that are just getting there, some people that have been there for a while. But in every place of worship, there should be a kingdom or heavenly experience because the kingdom of God, remember, is the government of God. It's the royalty of God. It is the realm of God, the rule of God, the place where God rules and reigns. So in your place of worship, you should be experiencing the outpouring of heaven there in that place. There should be an outpouring, an opening up of heaven. As we stated in Daniel, he smashed and destroyed the daily sacrifice, meaning that what we're experiencing in God is a daily experience. But he stopped it. Most people only know about their weekly experience in God. They don't know that there is a daily experience in God, a daily experience. You don't have to be inside of a building to experience heaven. It is inside of you and everywhere you are. And you take that experience and join it to other people's experiences, and heaven is magnified. That's why David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. So in our togetherness and exalting our experience and our praise and our worship of him, we experience a greater degree of heaven upon us as everybody shares their experience of heaven together. And then we take that experience out with us and go out and share that heavenly experience with those people that we meet and come in contact with. And that's what I was referring to in terms of the experience of heaven. Those that we meet and share that experience with are being exposed to what was happy or what was wonderful or glorious to us, which is the kingdom of God. And that whole understanding and concept of how heaven is to be expressed and shared should be communicated and represented by every believer. But it's not like that. It's just not like that. And it should be like that. We should not just limit our heavenly experience to our church service on Sunday. It's supposed to be an everyday experience. He is happy to see us every day. The Lord is not just looking to see us as we gather together in that place on Sunday.
He is happy to be in our presence and happy for us to be in his presence. That's why David said, in your presence is fullness of joy. I want that fullness of joy every day. I don't just want that fullness of joy in that place. I want the fullness of joy in my heart. And us being the apple of his eye, that means he is always looking on us, always watching us, always anticipating our worship and our praise unto him. And he is always extending his blessing to us. So
yeah, that was very, I like that. That was good.
Thank God.
No, it just puts it on my mind and you know, about just what we should be doing. That was good about heaven is with us all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should be telling someone about that experience of heaven all the time within us.
And see, that's not going to happen if your only heavenly experience is your church experience or
church
the experience
rock.
That you have in the building where you go and worship. Because you may not have a good experience. There's some crazy stuff that goes on. So you may not have a good experience because you may not be looking for the right things in that place. So then if the music isn't right, then you may have an attitude. If the preaching isn't what you wanted to hear, then you may not have the right attitude or disposition about it, which is interfering with your heavenly experience or what is should be shared with you from heaven or from the kingdom of God. So then when you have that true kingdom understanding, you're looking for more than just that. If nobody's given me anything, then I have something that I can give. If I'm not getting anything from you, then I have something I still want to share. And when I communicate with God what I have from my heart, he will communicate with me what he has from heaven. And that's how it is to transpire for all of us. So everybody can leave saying, I had a wonderful time in the Lord, because you did.
Hello, still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. My phone is going out in my bag. I was going in the house, I'm sorry. But, so that was the main thing. That was kind of like the last thing I heard.
All right, praise God. Well, thank God for you. Prophet Rattler, thank God for you sharing and listening. And please tune in to it. Go to the archives, hear the rest of it, hear the whole story. And there's much more to be shared on next month. We're going to finish on the discourse about Daniel. We're going to finish with that to bring more clarity to that, because that's relative to the end time. And you'll see there in Daniel, he told them, this is not for now, he told Danny. He said, this is for the end time. And then he shared why, how we can recognize it in the end time and know that it's time for certain truths to be shared. And this is why we're sharing it now. So
this is why you're sharing the information. You're sharing, you're saying, because of the end time?
Yeah, it's the end time. And in this time, things have been opened unto us. There have been truths that have been opened unto us. They were not being communicated before. It's not that it wasn't there. It's always been there. It's just that people weren't looking at it as clear as it is making itself available now. And Jesus spoke about that throughout the Gospels as well, that in the end time, there are certain things that were hidden which will no longer be hidden. They will be revealed, and people will be able to see and benefit from the kingdom like they have never done before. It has been opened unto us. And everything that is there has been made aware or available to us. So there are things that you can know about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, about the things of heaven that you may not have known. And you don't necessarily have to have it told to you. I'm sharing it because I am there visiting with the Father. He's sharing with me, and I'm sharing it with others. But you can have that same visitation, that same habitation, and then that same revelation and share that with true manifestation and help people and deliver people all around you as well.
Yes. Okay. I'm just going to have to listen to the rest. Like I said, I had to go to the store, and I didn't want to miss it, but I had to go. I'm just going to just log on and listen to the rest.
All right. Thank God. Praise God for you now. And
All right. God bless. I'm going to let you go.
I look for you on Thursday.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
We'll be sharing more on Thursday.
Okay. All right. God bless you on the podcast.
God bless you. God bless you. Okay, do we have anyone else online? Do we have anyone else online? The lines are open. Amen. Do we have anyone else online? Praise God. Praise God. You can call in now. You can. We're online. Amen. If you have words or you have special prayer, whatever you need, God is here for you. The line is open right now. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for those who did call in tonight to hear the word of the Lord, and we just thank God for what God is doing, and we just thank God for you, and we hope that you can join us on Thursday at 12 o'clock noon, Unveiling the Kingdom, 12 o'clock noon Central Standard Time. You can check our Facebook page, Unveiling the Kingdom Conference Call. Just put in the search on Facebook, Unveiling the Kingdom Conference Call. It has all the information so that you can call in on Thursday at 12 o'clock noon Central Standard Time every Thursday. And we will meet you Thursday, and we will be before the throne of God Thursday at 12 o'clock noon Central Standard Time. If you're on the East Coast, that's 1 o'clock p.m. We are so excited about the move of God and what God is doing, and we just thank God for all of you all that have called and all of your encouraging words and prayers. We thank God for you, and we hope that we are being a blessing and stating and going forth and letting the Lord use us, because we want to be a blessing to the body of Christ, to the world at large. We want to be a blessing that we can bring all men to the realization of who Christ is, and who Christ is on the inside of us. We thank you so much for calling. We'll meet you here on Blog Talk on the next fourth Tuesday night in March. Be blessed. We love you. God bless.
God bless you all. We love you.
Bye-bye. Oh, Sister Carter was on. What'd she say? Sorry, it popped over my mind, but when I tried to, 7999. What'd she say? Okay. Sorry, Apostle. I was online, but when I tried to come off mute, I hung up my phone. Message was awesome and powerful. I am in the process of being transformed, and I know it's going to cause conflict. I love this move of God and how it's affecting my life, nature, and spirit. Thank you and Apostle Ron for being obedient and enlightening and bringing change, God's kingdom, to the people of God.
Thank you. Okay.